So we continue today in Simen Samech Hey in the Shulchan Aruch, page 196 in the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'an kara sirigin." If one read Shema, what the halacha calls sirigin, da'hinu shehischil likro v'hifsik, that a person began to read. Shema and then he stopped. Bein b'shtika, bein b'dibor. Whether he stopped and was silent, whether he stopped and spoke. V'chazer v'gamra, and then he continued and finished Shema. Afilu shaka, they went ahead and waited long enough to go ahead and finish the entire Shema. His yotze, afilu haya hahefsik machmas onis. Even if the stop or even if the interruption was because of an extenuating circumstance, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Bein bedibor, afilu imsach bemezid af da ase isre baze afapi ken interach lach serak lemakom shepasak afilu kishepasak beemtze bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah is what halacha is literally teaching me is that halacha lemaisa. Even if I intentionally stopped, and I spoke intentionally with the intention of interrupting the Shema, even though I've done something wrong, nevertheless, I don't have to repeat Shema in its entirety. Rather, I can go back to the place where I interrupted and continue from there. This is true in any other situation where a person stops or interrupts in the middle of Hallel, the middle of Megillah, Birkas HaMazon, or any other long bracha. V'dafka kishu omrin ba'atzmo. Dim shomeyam acher shemotzi v'usach bein sayim, emelo enu shomeya ve'in yeich yotze bazeh. And this is dafka talking about where I'm reciting the bracha myself. Because if I'm relying on someone else's recitation, and then I'm speaking in the middle, then obviously I'm not hearing what it is that they're saying. V'yivuar imyaz Hashem la'alan b'chol echad m'kom ha'ayin sham. Ba'im v'alach shekhasamnu, te b'kri ha'shma nachon shi'yachzor ha'parshios odabam kishasach b'mezid, kish omrin terach lach. So interesting enough, so again, bottom line, the Shulchan Aruch passage, the Mishnah Berurah explains that if a person interrupts in the middle of Kriya Shema, and a person, he says the following, so the Rama over here says, Haga v'yesh omrim, di'im haya anus v'hefsik de ligmor askula, choz l'rosh v'hachim nahog. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins, and he says, the Rama says that there are those who say that if he had an extenuating circumstance and he stopped, for long enough to complete the entire Shema, that he should go ahead and go back to the beginning, and indeed this is the halacha. So the Rama says this is the practice. So let's at least begin this. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Beis, Yesh Omrim De'im, Taimam de Bishlamim lo haya anus, Shim haya rotze yachol likros, lo havi ashtika v'afilo adibar hefsek, aval ba'anus chashiva ashiya hefsek, kevan shlo haya az yachol. This is actually a very interesting idea. You see, under normal circumstances, we would assume that one who stops because of extenuating circumstances is better, so to speak, than one who stops intentionally. The Rama is now saying is that it's not necessarily true, because at the end of the day, one who stops because of extenuating circumstances, even if he wanted to say Shema, he does not have the ability to do so. As opposed to one who stops intentionally is controlling that process. Should he want to continue with Shema, he has the ability to do so. Therefore, the Rama actually says that if someone stopped because of an ones, and he stopped long enough to be able to recite the entire Shema, then halacha lemaaseh has to go back to the beginning. So the Mishnah Berurah, however, qualifies this. Actually, the Magen Avraham says that this ones that we're talking about, this extenuating circumstance, is dafka an external extenuating circumstance that prevents it from saying Shema. There's a bad odor, there's human waste that's present, and therefore a person can't say Shema even if they wanted to. Aval ones acher, but some other type of ones, kigon machmas, listimuk chaygavna, havi kimoshe shasak baratzon delo chashiv hefsik ledezu. But if there's some other kind of extenuating circumstance, like for example, again, a person is afraid of robbers or some other type of threat, where a person is being quiet because he chooses to do so, this would not constitute a hefsek. V'dafka b'kriya shema b'rchoseho u'chai gavna v'abetfila choz l'rosh afila ba'onis achar. K'mo she yisparle kamon. So as we'll see, this is dafka the din by kriya shema. Shmona Esrei is going to be reckoned differently. K'dei ligmar haynu merosh v'atzof afila omid basof. So again, we'll stop over here, but just we end off with a very important machlokes. So according to the Mechaber says anytime you stop in the middle of shema, and the Mechaber doesn't distinguish why you're stopping. You're stopping because of extenuating circumstances. You're stopping because you're choosing to stop, whatever it is, as much as it's wrong to stop, but at the end of the day, the stoppage does not make you lose out on the Shema you already recited. Therefore, when you resume Shema, you will resume you will resume from the point where you stopped. The Rama argues on this point, and the Rama makes a distinction between stoppage because of onus, extenuating circumstance, versus stoppage because of your own volition. If you stop on your own, you control the circumstances. You could have said Shema if you wanted to. Therefore, the stoppage does not constitute a hefsek, an interruption. On the other hand, if you stop because of extenuating circumstances, you could not say Shema even if you wanted to, then that is a bona fide hefsek and would require you to go back to the beginning of Shema. The Rama clearly says V'hachi Nog, that common practice is like his approach, and Emir Tashem will see the resolution of this machlokes Emir Tashem on Sunday. Wishing everyone a wonderful day, a Freilich and Chanukah, and a good Shabbos.